Okay, my friends, this is a continuation of the spiritual heavenly blessings that we have in Christ Jesus, since we are saved by grace through faith. It's the gift of God, not by works, so no man should boast. As I said in another tape, somebody counted 120 spiritual blessings that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I guess there are even more, but if we can see this 120, that's going to be already something really good. So let's go on. We left with the fact that we were baptized into Jesus Christ and into his death, not in water. And now we learned that we are planted together in the likeness of Jesus Christ's death, Romans 6:5. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Here it is. So we are planted together in the likeness of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. This is so powerful, this teaching, to understand salvation is the work of God. I know there are millions of Jesuits there, of Pentecost, or Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, I don't know, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Nazarene, Brethren, they all, disciples of Christ, they all think, Church of Christ, that you got to do something, like you got to repent and get water baptism. I mean, if salvation was through repentance, what is the point of Christ going that kind of death on that cross? If you needed water baptism, you would be Israel. What's the point of Jesus Christ to go and die that kind of death on the cross? It's logic. But no, Satan doesn't like Paul, doesn't like Jesus Christ, of course. Number one, he doesn't like the death by the resurrection of Christ. But you can learn. That is wonderful, praise God, because that's the work of God. He planted you like a plant in the Christ's death and in Christ's resurrection. You're going to be resurrected if you're dead with Christ, of course. How can you be dead with Christ? By simply believing and receiving the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. There is nothing else. Crucified with Christ. Crucified with Christ, Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. What does it mean? Sin means that you don't sin anymore. No. It means you're no more a servant, slave of sin. Because you've been, the old man, in the eyes of God, has been crucified with Christ. And the body of sin has been destroyed. I know we care so much about this body, eh? But in reality, we're going to receive a new body, praise God. So take care of this in terms of you got to live on this earth, you got to eat, work, and live a normal life as much as possible. You know. But remember, you've been crucified with Christ, Romans 6:6. You're alive with Christ, Romans 6:8. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. And at that point, we're alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, once again, I got to underline, I got to put this emphasis. Salvation is the work of God. And guess what? Don't taint, don't manipulate, don't add to what God has done. Because God is perfect and you are not, neither am I, of course. God is wise. His wisdom is past finding out. You know, we're talking about the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Godhead, the creator of the heaven and the earth. Look up, what you see under the firmament, he created that. Look, you're walking on this plane, earth, he created that. And also allow you to come into life so that you might know him and his glorious power. Don't trust men organization, denomination. Trust the Lord and His word. So remember, crucified with Christ, alive with Christ, alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, Jesus Christ, really, He says in the book of Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. What does it mean? He's everything. He's everything. Jesus Christ, praise His holy name, is not a religion. People like to make a religion because either are ignorant or are wicked. You know what I mean? Ignorant, okay, you can learn that. You can learn the truth. So that can be fixed. But if you're wicked, then you do that on purpose for glory of the flesh. So they call you Pope. His holiness. You kidding me? Hey, you go toilet. You know what I mean? Holiness. Sorry. I can be harsh, but not harsh enough like hell, where you're going to drop if you go on with this useless, pointless, vain religion, including New Age and all this other blah, 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 blah. You got to simply trust what God has done. Let's not get carried away, Roberto. 19. That's another wonderful blessing. We are free from sin and His dominion. Romans 6:18. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. Number 20. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that wonderful how the Holy Spirit of God, who inspired this wonderful word, puts this contrast? Sin gives you wages. You deserve it. Death. But God gives you a gift. It's eternal life. But not just like, okay, I give you eternal life because I like you. I like your blue eyes, you know. No. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ is the answer to your eternal problem. The sin problem. The separation from God problem. The eternal death in hell. In the lake of fire. It's the solution. You just say, wow. Are you telling me that by believing that Christ died for my sin, my sins, that He was buried and took my sins away, and He was risen for my justification, I am forgiven, I am saved, I belong to God now, all my sins have been forgiven, the past, the present, yes, yes, yes. Not because I say so, this is what the Word of God says. You can verify, that's why I'm giving you the Word and not my opinion. Let's go. We are dead to the law and to performance-based acceptance systems. Romans 7:4. Wherefore, my brethren, so Paul is talking to believers, you also become dead to the law by the body of Christ. By this new creature, the revelation of the mystery, something that was hidden God before the foundation of the world. Now you're dead to the law. You say, but I obey the law. Yeah, all right. Do you have an idea how many points are there in the law? Oh, you say 10, okay? No, 613. I dare you, I challenge you. Obey them, but not only exteriorly, from the inside out. This is what people don't get. This is what Paul understood, sorry, when God gave him the revelation of the mystery. He said, I was a good Pharisee. In Romans 7, Paul explains, I was a very good Pharisee. I was zealous. I was observant to law. You know, the law said, don't covet. I will not covet. But then I found out that the coveting was coming from inside my being, my heart, my inner man. So I thought, I'm finished. I'm sold. I'm the sin. I'm carnal. I can't serve God like this. You know what it means? Exterior. I don't care, you know, God doesn't care how you look outside in your flesh, you know. It's up to you, whatever way you want to look. But the reality is, what counts for God is your spirit man, is your soul. If your soul is corrupted because of sin, and you're separated from God, you are dead in sins and trespasses, there is no way in the world you will be with God for eternity. But God has solved the problem. He said to us like this, man, you can't solve the problem. I'll solve it for you through the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to nail this to you. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead. Who is raised from the dead? Lazarus? No, it's not talking about Lazarus. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We should bring forth fruit unto God. What kind of fruit? What, bananas, apples, pears? No. The faith and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to revelation of the mystery. 22. Sons of God, praise the Lord. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, this being led by the Spirit of God doesn't mean, you know, what you see in churches, people that start running and all this stuff, and screaming and jumping and leaping and rolling themselves on the ground, or people that look very erratic and very holy. Means that you believe the word of truth, rightly divided. You take this word, you say, yes, this is what God says, that's what I believe. That's where the leading of the Spirit of God is. The Spirit of God will lead you to the death, burial, resurrection of Christ in this dispensation of grace. The Spirit of God will lead you to salvation by grace through faith, no works. So the glory goes to the one who saved you, the Lord. And so at that point you are called a son of God. A son. No, the son. Praise the Lord, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Sons and daughters, of course, sons of God. Receive the spirit of adoption. He had to adopt us, because otherwise. Why? Why? We didn't have any covenant. We didn't have covenants like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, David, and Moses. We were strangers, aliens to the covenants of the Republic of Israel, of the Commonwealth of Israel. We were without God in the world. We were dead, no hope. Yes, God gave us grace and so adopted us. Romans 8:15. For you will not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Which is the spirit of bondage? This legalistic spirit. Oh, I promise God, I will not sin again in this sin, this sin, whatever it is. You know, you might have some pet sins, some weak points. I have my own. Don't worry. Everybody sins. Don't fall for these people that go around with holy, 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 holy than thou faces and attitude, because it's not true. Everybody sins. Every man. Only one man never sinned since God created the heaven and the earth. And that's Jesus Christ, the man of God, God, man. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is man, 100%. Don't get fooled from people that talks about the ignorant Jesus, that he didn't know. He knows everything. When he was in the manger, he had the same power. Do you understand? Because he was God manifested in the flesh. In him dwells the fullness of God, bodily. You not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We can call now God our Father. We couldn't call God our Father when Jesus was walking in the roads and the streets of Israel, you know, 2,000 years ago. That was his earthly ministry to the nation of Israel. When he taught them to pray, when you pray, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, and so forth. He was the Father, yes, of Israel. Was not our Father then. You understand this? I know you've been praying this prayer because they convinced you, they washed your brain, they deceived you. The servants of Satan beyond the pulpit had deceived you. They deceived me too. Don't think for a moment that I'm playing the I'm super intelligent. No, I'm an idiot. I stayed under the sway and the bondage of religion for a lifetime. I'm an old man now. But by the grace of God, the word of truth rise with us, came to help me. The gospel of Christ came to help me, to my rescue, so to say. The Lord has written this book. Yeah, you know, Paul wrote down, his secretary wrote down, man of God wrote down, but God inspired you. He wrote the book, really. So for one reason. Number one, to show our condition. Number two, to show us how he saves us if we simply believe. He's not looking for performance. He knows you're a failure. He knows I am a failure. He got no confidence in your flesh, and you shouldn't either. That's why Paul said we have no confidence whatsoever in the flesh. The flesh is a pig and a smelly one. It will trick you 1,000,000 times. Oh, today I had a fantastic day. I prayed 10 times. I even fasted for 1 hour. I gave the tenth of my income to the church. I'm such a holy man. Really? You're going to drop into hell, man. You're going to drop into hell if you continue with this silliness, not to say more. Just simply believe what God says, and now you can call him Abba, Father. We cry, it's not like, we cry, Abba, Father, thank you, Lord, that you saved me by grace through faith. We are called now children of God, Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Praise God. We are heirs of God, a joint heirs with Christ. Now, this is a verse where even among grace believers, people split hair and split people and split everything. We are heirs of God, and automatically we are united, we're joined as heir to Christ, because he is the number one heir of everything. And if children, it says, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, is so be that we suffer with him, that we might be also glorified together. It's not, it's so be if you don't, you're not. No, mean automatically, if you really believe this gospel, if you follow Paul to follow Jesus, if your gospel is 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, Ephesians 2, 8-9, Romans, you're going to be persecuted, because people will say, no, you're not baptized in water. You don't join our church. You don't call me pastor. No, I don't call you pastor. I call you pasta. I like the pasta. I'm a rebel. No, I'm not a rebel. I'm a heir of God, a joint heir with Christ, by grace. Not because anything I've done, for what he has done, for my benefit, for your benefit. Let's give glory to God. He's the one who deserves it. Not this flesh of ours and the flesh of others. There's nothing good in the flesh. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Ha ha! Go tell this to the religious people. They will stone you to death. Maybe not physically, but verbally. We say, you're a cult. No, I'm not a cult. I'm not a sect. I believe what the word of God says. You should do too. We are called, yes, according to God's purpose. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for God, to them, for good. Sorry. We know, you see, it's so easy to sin, to make mistakes, to come short. And we know that all things, I'll say it again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Well, now, what is the purpose? To call you? No. God calls you in Christ. Is the purpose. Jesus Christ is the purpose. The moment you believe, you become part of this purpose of God. Foreknown, predestined to be conformed to the image of God the Son. This has nothing to do with Calvinism. Because he is the elect of God. He is the elect of God. You understand? And you are in the elect. So at that point you are elected because you are in the elect. All glory goes to God. Predestinated. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he all justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You see? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He might be the firstborn among many brethren. To be conformed is to take cum forma, means in Latin, translated in English, means to take the shape. So God shapes us to be like His Son. That's the work of God. You think, what, me? Yes, you, me, us, the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. He does what we couldn't possibly do. We are justified, we're glorified, you see? Already, we're justified, we're glorified. He already sees justified and glorified, number 30. And He tells us we are conquerors through Christ that loved us. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. So we're not the sheep, I'm Israel, man. You know, Jesus Christ is not a shepherd. He's the shepherd of Israel. Israel is the flock. We're not the bride. Israel is the bride. He is the head of the body. And we are members in particular of this body. He is the head. He is the head. Jesus Christ is the head of the body. You understand? From heaven, He is building His body using what? His word of truth rightly divided, preached by people like you and me that simply say, yes, okay, I can't save myself. That's it. Let's see what the Bible says. The Bible says, oh, Jesus died for my sins. He was buried, took my sins away from the presence of God, so to say, and was risen for my justification, to give me righteousness, to give me salvation. I believe this. That's it. I believe it. And God, when you really believe it, He saves you. He seals you with the Spirit until the day of the redemption of the body. And makes you a conqueror. What does it mean? That you win like win every... No, it means that you are no more under this performance-based religious system that you got to prove to God that you pray, that you are really such a holy person, and that you go to church, and you're so goody-goody. You're not! You're not! Yeah, every now and again you might do something good, but relatively speaking, because your good is not exactly the good of God, is it? The good of God is 100% good. Your good is always tainted. Even when you give, you want to people say, oh, you're generous. And that's it. You know, oh well, okay. Sanctified in Christ Jesus, 1 Corinthians 1:2, unto the church of God which is at Corinth. Wow, and this was very carnal church. To them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Wow, set apart, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Do you see, the gospel of grace is very inclusive. Anybody, wherever he is, north, south, east, west, any continent, anywhere, who believes this gospel, gets saved and gets sanctified or set apart in Christ Jesus and called to be a saint of God, once set apart, to serve Him in the heavenlies for eternity. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. What am I? Another 5 minutes. Blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, 1 Corinthians 1:8, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you might be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Yeah, that was just a track. Blameless means you cannot be blamed. You know, people like to blame you, me, and say, you did this, Satan is accusing us all the time. Ah, you know. God says, you're in Christ, you are blameless, not blamed. You can't be blamed because you are in the perfect one who is Christ. It's not you. You will be blamed. I will be blamed continually. But because we are in Christ, the gift that God gives us is astounding. Thank God for His unspeakable, you know, like you can't even describe, gift of love and salvation in Christ. We are the temple of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. No, you're not. No, many don't. That you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. You see, in the economy of Israel, in the economy of the law, in the kingdom of God, gospel economy, when the Lord called this 12 and so forth. There was a temple. And there's going to be a temple in the future. But now there are no temples. I know people loved, I love my church. You know, the building, you know, where they go. And they call it, let's go to church. That's ridiculous. You are the church if you are a believer. Well, not all the church. We are a member. So when 2, 3, 4, 5 believers meet, you know, part of the church, doesn't mean that, you know, 1, 2, or 3 are gathering my name, I'm in the midst of them, because that's Israel. He's in us. It's different. Not in the midst. He's in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. So each one of us is a member in particular of the body, and we are then the temple of the Spirit of God. God dwells in the Spirit. God is a Spirit. You understand? Also, Satan is a Spirit. So, defines here. And those who worship must worship in Spirit and in truth. What does it mean? In Christ and in the Word of truth, rightly divided. Temple of the Spirit of God. Know you not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Please consider. We're heirs of the kingdom of God. Know you not that unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. But, you see, he said, as such were some of you, but you are washed. Okay, let's go here. Maybe, you know, we were or we are in our flesh, fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate. You know what effeminate, you know, like feminine. Maybe you are homosexual, you know, woman or man, you know. Abuser of themselves with one kind. You abuse yourself, your body, you know, you just give yourself to crazy sexual practice. I mean, that's a terrible condition. At this point, don't be deceived. If you have this, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. He's talking to me too. But, praise God, as such were some of you, but you are washed. Now, when you are saved, you are washed, you are sanctified, you are set apart, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Washed, sanctified, justified. You see, where there is a triplet, like the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We are members of Christ. Now you know that your bodies are members of Christ. Shall I then attack the members of Christ and make them the members of harlots? God forbid. Don't go to harlots. We are baptized into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit, this is the only Spirit of God, we are baptized into one body. Whether be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is nothing to do with water. This is nothing to do with speaking in tongues like some people think. I thought I was one of them, so okay, you know. Other one. This is the operation of the Spirit of God. When you believe, the Spirit of God pours you, because baptized doesn't mean only immersion, also pouring. Pours you into the body of Christ. Doesn't matter if you're a Jew when you believe, or you're a Gentile when you believe. It doesn't matter if you're bond. You might be a prisoner in prison, okay? Or you are a free man. You get poured into the body by the operation of the Spirit of God, which is unseen, unfelt. You believe it. Because remember, we walk by faith. Not by sight. What does it mean? The earthly, the temporal, the physical, that's religion. That's for another dispensation, really, of the past and the future. We are going to the heavenly places, so all spiritual blessings are heavenly. You can't really touch them, feel them, quantify in terms of things that you can touch, feel, taste, and so forth, the five senses. Is one sense, the sense of the Spirit, like you believe, and that's enough for God, because he said that you say by grace, through faith, not by faith. That was Israel. Through. The faith is through faith, but it's by grace. God is giving you grace. God is giving you grace. I want you to understand this. He gives you grace, not like the Roman Catholics say that every time you do the sacraments, grace is imparted to you. That's ridiculous. Then it's no more Jesus Christ. It's a sacrament. You see what Satan does? He wants to always substitute the truth of God with his twisted lies. He wants to give you a piece of bread, a horse, a wafer, and say, this is Jesus. No, it's not. Drink of the blood. What? Are we cannibals that we, Jesus, drink his blood? No way. That's a spiritual meaning. You understand? It's the word of truth that set us free, you know, that makes us free once and for all, you know. It's the word of truth. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I stop for now. I reached blessing 38 or 120. I hope that through this reading, because that's what it is, you get some benefit. And the benefit is that you get edified. The will of God is clear. He wants all men to be saved by grace through faith, of course, believing the death and resurrection of Christ, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So the best thing you can do after you are saved is to study this word of truth, rightly divided, these 13 letters of Paul from Romans to Philemon, and learn daily, bit by bit, in the course of time, you know, the revelation of the mystery, which was hidden God before the foundation of the world. It's different from prophecy. Prophecy has been declared from the beginning. All the prophetic books, actually, you know, the Bible is 66 books, and 52 are prophetic. One is transition, the book of Acts. 52 is to Israel, and only 13 to us. From Romans to Philemon. So the majority of the Bible, 95%, is prophetic. Only this 5% is the revelation of the mystery. But it's so colossal. The more you grasp this, you're going to be free from religion. Continually. Because religion will knock at your door constantly. It does with me, because, you know, when I come short, when I sin, there is a tendency, oh, please forgive me. I start all over again, the rigmarole. All our sins have been forgiven. All, the past, the present, the future, by the cross. We are saved not by the water of the bathtub, whatever it is, baptism or baptism, whatever, by the blood of Christ. Hey, he shed his blood. That's the blood of Christ. That's the blood of God. Because Christ is God, you know. And the blood that was running in his veins was the blood of God. Because only the blood of God could atone for our sins. The expiation, you know. Pay the debt that we had. Do you understand? Salvation is the glory of God. We glory in the cross of Christ. Some people say, oh, poor Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, that Jesus went to the cross. I glory in that, because otherwise I wouldn't be saved. I said, thank you, Lord. I appreciate, because, you know, that's the only thing you can do. And don't think that that gives you brownies. That's normal. You should say, thank you, Lord, all the time. Why? Hey, he saved you from death, hell, sin, destruction for eternity. And not only that, that's the negative. He calls you to his glory to be with him in heaven. And you are now, if you're a believer, his ambassador or his minister of reconciliation. I'm not preaching this to send you to hell. To say, you're going to hell, you sinner. Repent. No. I said, of course you're going to hell, but hey, it's not necessary. God is not imputing sins. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, read it really well. Because he imputed them to Christ. God is not confused. He's offering you grace, salvation. He's imploring his. We beseech you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Why? Because God has reconciled us. Your part is simply believe it, which is not a work. That's the only thing you can do in terms if you don't believe. Believe in faith, it's not a work. You believe. You don't even need to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. You don't need this. This is to Israel. You simply say, I believe. You know, I believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm saved now by grace through faith, a gift of God, not by works, so no man should boast. That's not of yourself, says. It's the gift of God, not the faith, the salvation. Don't be confused by Arminians and Calvin and all 30, 40,000 denominations out there. They all want you put under bondage. Come here, get baptized in our church, so we belong to us, and then we touch, we squeeze money out of you like, you know, milk from a cow. Don't go in this situation. Just stay free. Don't get entangled again in the bondage. Read Galatians. Remember, you get saved by grace through faith. You start to study this, the entire world will go crazy. They will try to do anything to get you back in their system. But you got to stay in the system of God, where you are members in particular of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. We're alive, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And 31, I stop with this. We got victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God. Yes, say this with me. Oh, come on. Thanks be to God, which gives us, I love this, present tense, the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why this present tense? Because this word was valid 2,000 years ago when Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost, wrote this, and is valid now. Because it's the word of truth, it's the word of God, it's eternal. It can't be modified. Oh, you know, Satan really hates this word. They say, nah, it can't be possible. Look at you. What a sinner you are. The word says, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's serious. This is great. We can say, thank you, Lord. You are giving me now victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. It's a done deal. Nothing to be added. Only thank God. You see, Paul gives you the example. He thanks God all the time. We should too. If you don't, doesn't mean you know, say. But learn. Let's learn to say thank you, Father. To be grateful. To be thankful. Meaning it like, wow. You know, what is life? It's a vapor. You know, you're here today, gone tomorrow. I know that people want to stay here on earth forever, but it's not going to be like this. We all go. We all go. But we can say, thank you, Lord. The moment I close these eyes of mine, the body, I open them in the very presence. I'm justified. I'm washed and sanctified. I belong to you. I'm a part of the new creature, the body of Christ. I'm going to be with you for eternity. Thank you, Lord. Now, say it now. Thank you, Lord. And possess by faith this gift. And don't worry. The moment God gives you this, He doesn't take it back. Salvation is an eternal transaction. You were in Adam. That was eternal until you are in the new Adam. Now, this eternity is. The new Adam, Jesus Christ. The new man, the man according to God, the man that is in total harmony, agreement with God Himself. Where finally we can do what God says without problems because we will be in total harmony because it's been given to us. He made of us new creature in Christ. So great. And please, if you like this, don't say, oh, this brother is so good. Give glory to God. If you hate me, you can say I'm terrible. It's fine. Don't worry. But if you like what you hear, give glory to God by believing this word of truth. Salute you. Ciao, ciao, ciao for now.